old messages or continue. Message 1 from
Mark Murdoch
at extension 2421 was received at 8:20 p.m. January 15th.
Hey, Mark Murdoch. I need you to collect, if you haven't already, the implications of having to reload our interest income and interest expense numbers for both the North and the South. Can you, if you haven't done it, probably start with Kim Terry Sheldon, and she can probably give us a good feel for what the implications are and how much difficulty that would cause if the program forces us to revise those numbers. Can you try to do that as a high priority tomorrow? I know there are implications, as I say, with respect to DSOG because of the interest expense that's part of their divisional property number. But at this juncture, I want to know how much heartburn we're going to have if we have to revise those numbers. Also, I'd like to just get a status with you of where you are in analyzing those numbers and how close we would come if we were to redo those numbers using the new assumptions but using our California-based methodology as opposed to Eric's methodology from a program standpoint. So if you can let me know these things on a high priority, I would appreciate it. Thank you.
You may delete this message.